You're listening to Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3. My name's Danny. Very happy to be here with you for another Friday. Now, for its 35th year, the Art Gallery of New South Wales is presenting Art Express 2019. And it is the annual exhibition known to showcase outstanding works of art created by New South Wales students for HSC visual arts examinations. The exhibition is one of the gallery's most popular, providing an insight into the concerns and passions of young Australians while introducing the next generations of artists and creative thinkers. This afternoon, we're joined by the exhibit's curator, Louise Halpin, to find out more. Louise, thank you so much for joining us.
A pleasure, Danny. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Can you give us an overview of this year's exhibition and your role in curating it?
Oh, no, it's great. The gallery, as you said, is thrilled to have the exhibition. For us, it's a real joy to be able to select the works. We work very closely with the New South Wales Education Standards Authority and the Arts Unit of the Department of Education. So, working together, we get to select a whole range of different works, different expressive forms, a whole 12 different areas that students can explore. And, it's really, as you said, a real insight into what this generation are thinking about and what they're passionate and curious about. And we get to put that all together in the gallery space. So it's really exciting.
And do you find sort of having that insight into the current generation of young artists that there's some common themes and sort of mediums of art that are in
Definitely.
The works presented?
Yeah, because we don't sort of curate to a particular theme. It's all about the student world and how they're responding to as I said, things that they're passionate about. So, it's a student world, but we do notice sort of trends in terms of, environmental issues or big political concerns, but also a lot of students are very passionate about their own sort of world, that their local kind of things that their personal stories or overcoming adversity, those sorts of ideas come through very strongly as well, which is lovely to see that range.
That's excellent. Now, it's been on for a few weeks. Mm. Has there been any sort of particular works that have been really resonating with people who are visiting the gallery?
Yeah, a couple. I think those personal stories, so really getting into those, understanding again that a bit of bravery from these students to sort of put their stories out on as a very public display. So it's great to kind of for our audiences to get an insight into those ideas as well. But yeah, there's a number that keep coming through. But overall, the 56 are being very well received. So there's something in there for everyone, I think.
So it's reflecting that sort of environmental, political sort of point of view as well as the personal. Is that sort of different to how it's been in previous years? Is it sort of when you look back at the history of Art Express, you can also see it as a way of, summarising what that year was like and what the issues were for young people?
Yeah, I think there are some trends or some themes that sort of keep coming through over the years. But I guess this year, a couple of things that have jumped out are a lot of students exploring that idea of gender and diversity and a little bit of the Me Too movement coming through. So, really lovely, strong young women responding to, again, things that concern them and ideas around what they're passionate about. So, that does sort of come through a little bit this year. But, again, there's a pretty wide range of approaches. And what's lovely, too, it is those bigger issues, but also really lovely works about humour and the lighter side as well. So, a real diverse approach, which is great.
And it's obviously a huge feather in the cap for young aspiring artists to have their work displayed at Art Express. Is it a situation where their success stories, the artists who have exhibited in Art Express, go on to have really great careers?
Yeah, there's a number of artists that we have that have come through over the years. So Ben Quilty, I think, is probably the most recognised. It's fantastic because it is something that I think they look back on and of the experience. And as I said, there's a lot of people that come through the exhibition, so it is a great way to kind of showcase this year. But also, for students that are thinking about their careers and what they're going to do next, I think Art Express kind of thinks, maybe this is an option for me. So, it's a great kickstart for them.
And from that point of view, what would be sort of your advice to students who are going to be undertaking visual arts for the HSC in coming years, who want to be there and want to be part of Art Express?
I think it is all about what are you passionate about? What inspires you, and what are you going to really want to spend this time on. It's pretty intense, as I'm sure parents and teachers out there know, but it is that intense period, but something that they're passionate about, something that they feel strongly about, but also, again, it can be the concept, the idea, but also the materials that they're using and the expressive form that they want to use. What are they? Are they passionate drawers or... finding that the area that they really want to explore and finding that connection between the idea and the practice is would be my advice.
Well, thanks for that, Laurie. So the exhibition's on until 28th of April, so it'll be weekend this weekend. Admission is free.
It is. No, it's a thrill for us here at the gallery to have the exhibition. It brings a lot of people in, and it's a fantastic exhibition. Yeah.
Artgallery.newsouthwales.gov.au if you want to find out more.
That's it. Great. Thank you so much.
Louise, thank you so much. Louise Halpin, looking after the Art Express 2019 exhibition at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Thank you so much for joining us here on 2SER.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Get on down there and check it out. Art Express, it's just the best. I keep remembering the years where I was denied being allowed entrance into Art Express. And for me, it just sort of really legitimised the whole process for me, because if they had let my artworks in there, it would have brought shame upon their dojo. When Stephen Malkmus first arrived on the...